Today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Lamed. We are at the beginning of the 19th perek of Masechet Shabbos, a classic perek, one of the most famous prokem in Shas, Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Mila. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema. The Shlomo ben Tzara Aliza, Avram ben Gittel, Shoshana bas Esther Bela, Chana Gittel bas Brindel, Rafal Chaim Shayosha ben Baba Chaya Rivka, Tzvi ben Hinda, Yehuda Leib Chizkiyo ben Basya, Elena bas Chana, Chaim Biyama Mordechai ben Ida, Chizki Yishloim Ezizkin ben Nechama, Yosef Tzvi ben Chana Henela, Yerachmiel Tzvi Moshe ben Chana, Harav Chaim Doiv ben Kreindel, Shoshana Tova bas Esther, Michal Shoshana bas Tova Adasa, and Chava Sero bas Chana Freida. Today's daf is also being learned, Le'ilui Nishmas, El Yochim Getzel ben Yisrael, Yechil Yosef ben Tzvi Betzalel, Shloim Ezeb ben Avram Yitzchak, and Mordechai Ziskin ben Meir El Chana. So at the very end of the previous parak, the Mishnah and Daf Kuf Chof Ches Amid Beis said five words that segue into this parak, and that is V'chol Tzarchei Mila Oisim B'Shabbos. If there's a Mila that is taking place on Shabbos, not only can one perform the actual Bris Mila, but all the Tzrochim of the Mila can be done on Shabbos as well. And on that note, the Mishnah begins discussing the halachos of a Mila that takes place on Shabbos. So we know the halacha is that Mila Bizmanoi is Doicha Shabbos. Mila Shaloi Bizmanoi is not Doicha Shabbos. It's not even Doicha Yontif. But Mila Bizmanoi, a child is born, if the eighth day falls out on Shabbos, you have a Shabbos Bris. The truth is, the fact that Mila is Doicha Shabbos is a little bit of a chiddush. Because when you do Bris Mila, you're actually violating one of the Lamites Malachis. Now, which one of the Lamites Malachis is a discussion in the Rishonim, and this is something that we're going to get into in the course of the Perek. But for now, as a Hanocha, as a premise to the entire parak, doing Bris Mila involves one of the Lamites Malachis. And if that's the case, it's a chiddush that you're allowed to do a Bris Mila on Shabbos. Because even though Bris Mila is a mitzvah saseh, and it's not just any mitzvah saseh, it's in the conversation of the most important mitzvah saseh in the Torah. But at the same time, all it is a mitzvah saseh. And the rule is that even though aseh is doicha loy saseh, but aseh is not doicha loy saseh vaseh, aseh is not doicha loy saseh sheyesh baikaris. And chil Shabbos is a loy saseh sheyesh baikaris. If someone's mechal Shabbos bemezid be'edim ha'asro yischayev skila. If someone's mechal Shabbos bemezid without edim or without hasro yischayev karis, which means that based on the usual and customary rules that govern any time you have a face-off between an assay and a lois assay, the rule would be that you can't do Mila on Shabbos. Because even though, again, doing the Bris Mila is a mitzvah assay, but if you do it on Shabbos, there's also a lois assay sheyesh by karis. And assay is not doich a lois assay sheyesh by karis. Stating that, the Gemara in Daf Kuf Lamed Beis Amar Aleph is going to bring several mekoros, psukim in the Torah, limudim, drashos that teach us this halacha that Mila, even though it's merely an assay, when it's done bizmanoi, when it's done b'yoy mashmini, the halach is it's going to be doiches the iser Shabbos. Stating that, the Mishnah begins with a very important machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. This could be the most famous of all the machloikises between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim and Shas, says the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer says, "Lo yehavi kelim yarev Shabbos, if the mayo on Shabbos forgot to prepare before Shabbos his izemel. He forgot to prepare the sakin, the knife that he needs in order to do the Bris Mila. The halach is mevi'oi b'Shabbos. He's allowed to carry it on Shabbos. Megula, said Rabbi Eliezer, not just that. He should not hide it, but to the contrary, it should dafka be exposed. U'besakono, and when it was dangerous during Tkufos, Rashi says, where the Umay Sa'olam had made Gzeris and said that the Yidden weren't allowed to perform Bris Mila, so then it would have been dangerous for a mile to walk out on the street carrying his sakin. So mechaseyu, yeah, you should hide it al piyedim. However, you should do it al piyedim. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer said that not only is it okay to do the actual Bris Mila on Shabbos, but it's okay to do the machshire Mila on Shabbos. It's okay to carry the izemel, even derech rishos harabim, even though that involves one of the lamites malachas as well. It involves carrying. But just like the Mila itself, which involves chil Shabbos, is okay on Shabbos, anything you need to do as preparation for the Bris Mila, what's known in the vernacular as machshire Mila, it's a hechsher, it's something that's necessary in order for you to be able to do the mitzvah, even though it's not the mitzvah itself. Carrying the izemel is not a mitzvah. It doesn't matter. Rabbi Eliezer's shita is that all the machshire So if the Moel forgot to bring one of his Kalim, if he forgot to bring his Zemel, he doesn't have his knife, it's fine, he can go home, and he's allowed to carry it. Additionally, you're allowed to chop wood, to make coals, to make metal on Shabbos. So to make metal, you need fire. So what if you don't have fire on Shabbos? You can start hacking coals, you can light a fire. Again, even though you're doing Chil Shabbos Midoraisa, but being that you're doing it for the purpose of Mila, even though the act of cutting wood is in and of itself not the Mila, it's just the Hechsher for the Mila. But this is Rabbi Eliezer's Shita, that Machshir and Mila is Doich HaShabbos. But not everybody agrees. Klalom Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva argued, and Rabbi Akiva stated his position with a klal, with a rule. Kol Malacha Shef Shalas Leisim Yerev Shabbos, Eina Doich HaShabbos. Any aspect of Mila that you could have done before Shabbos is not Doich HaShabbos. But V'shiev Shalas Leisim Yerev Shabbos. But any part of Mila that you couldn't have done before Shabbos, so then the Allah is Doich HaShabbos, then it's going to be Doich HaShabbos. And others, Rabbi Akiva holds that whatever you could not have prepared before Shabbos, you're allowed to do on Shabbos. So the Mila itself, could you have prepared it before Shabbos? No. If the Mila has to be on the 8th day and the 8th day falls out on Shabbos, so obviously you couldn't have done the Mila on Friday. So that's something that's going to be Doich HaShabbos. But Hak holds, but to carry the Izamel, Derech, or Rishus, and those are things that you could have, would have, should have done before Shabbos. Now, it just so happens that you made a mistake, but that's not a good enough reason for us to allow you now to go ahead and be Mechal Shabbos, whereas Rabbi Eliezer's Shita is that Machshirei Mila are Doiches Shabbos, Rabbi Akiva's Shita is, the Chachamim Shita is, that Machshirei Mila is not Doiches Shabbos. Now, Rabbi Eliezer said his halacha that if the Moel forgot to bring his Keli, he forgot to bring his Izamel before Shabbos, the halacha is he's allowed to bring it on Shabbos. So he said something very interesting. He said, "Mevi'ay b'Shabbos megula." You should walk outside, should the mile, carrying the sakin, so that it's going to be exposed, so that everybody would see it. You would think just the opposite. You would think that if you're doing it, at the very least hide it. You should go ahead, says Rabbi Eliezer. No, don't hide it, but to the contrary. It should be Megula, says the Gemara. What's Pshana Rabbi Eliezer? The Gemara had two tzadim. Iboilu. Time of the Rabbi Eliezer, Mishum Chivuvei Mitzvah. Is Pshana Rabbi Eliezer? Because Rabbi Eliezer wants the mile, to show how much you love the mitzvah of Mila. How chav of the mitzvah of Mila is by you. How are you going to show that? By walking outside on Shabbos, carrying an izemel, what are you saying? That even though Shabbos is so important to the Yid, even though Michal Shabbos Befarhesia has a din of a non-Jew, but at the same time, to me, the mitzvah of Mila is so chavav, Rashi, lohidia shechaviva mitzvah olav shemechal shabbos, so I'm willing to be mechal shabbos for the mitzvah. Is that the idea? The idea is it's a hergish to walk and show how chavav the mitzvah is. Maybe the reason is more practical. Mishum shada. Because if you're going to walk outside holding your rental, holding your attache case, someone's going to see you walking outside. Where are you going to work? What are you carrying? You're violating haitzaz dalan hamish b'shus harabim. It's like this, if you carry it exposed, he's I'm a mile, I'm on my way to do a Mila. I forgot to bring it before Shabbos. I'm Rabbi Eliezer. I hold like him. So as a result, is the reason because of the chavivos of the mitzvah, or is the reason that people shouldn't be chayshid you? So you don't want people to be chayshid you, so walk around with it. So the main nafkamina. So the Gemara says very simple. I'll be edim. Nafkamina is very simple. Is it okay for me to have two edim, take a look at it, and say edus that this thing that I'm carrying was my izamel, that I needed to be a mile, and it wasn't something else? Meaning, if the reason is to show the chavivos of the mitzvah, so it doesn't matter if edim know what it is you're hiding inside your bag. At the same time, you still want to make sure that people know that how much you love the mitzvah and it should still be megula. If the reason is mipnei chshada, so in this case, it's not going to be a chshada, because like this, there are edim that know, and they'll be able to testify if there's ever a chashad, if anyone ever starts spreading rumors about this person will be able to say what he needs to do. The Gemara speaks to that. If the reason is for chavuvei mitzvah, megula mechusalai, then it would have to be megula. But if the reason is mishum chshada, for the mechusah shabadami, then even if it's mechusah, it would be okay. My, what's the halacha? Itmar, Amar Rablevi. Rablevi said, Loi Amar Rablieza, Elul chavuvei mitzvah. No, Rablevi said, I'll tell you the answer. Rablieza said, is halacha mishum chivuvei mitzvah, and if that's the case, it has to be dafka megula, and it's not okay lekatchila for it to be mechusa even al pi edim. Ta'in amihachi, Bryce said it as well. Mevi'ay megula, ve'em mechim mevi'ay mechusa. Divi Rabbi Eliezer, Eliezer said it before, in the Bryce. He said mevi'ay megula, but you can't bring a mechusa. So the Bryce so often was a little more elaborate than was the Mishnah. So what did the Mishnah say? Rabbi Eliezer, Oymem lo yehevi kli me'erev Shabbos mevi'ay b'Shabbos megula. It didn't say anything about mechusa in mechusa, no. The Braisa said it more clearly. Mevi'ay megula ve'ein mevi'ay mechusa. Once you add those three words, so that resolves the ibayilu, so you have no shalom. Rav Ashi said that what Rav Levi said and what's mefurish and a Braisa although it's not mefurish in the Mishnah, but masis and namideik. I think it's meduyik in the Mishnah. Tanya, because the Mishnah said b'shasas hakano mechaseu al piyedin. Mishnah said that in the event that you can't carry it megula, in the event that it's a shasas hakano, it's dangerous for a yid to walk outside and do something which shows that he's being mekayim the mitzvah of mila. So what's the next best thing? The next best thing is mechaseu al piyedin. Then you should walk with it outside covered, but there should be edim that will know what it is. Like this, if anyone ever starts spreading a rumor, everything is going to be okay. So said Rav Ashi, it sounds like that's the next best thing, meaning b'sakana in. That's when you should do that. Shalei b'sakana le, but if it's not a shasakana, that's not what you're supposed to do. Shema mino mishum chivu ve'mitzvah, shema mino. So not only does Rabbi Eliezer hold, that machshirei milas doicha Shabbos, that if the moil forgot to bring the izel, he forgot to bring the knife before Shabbos, on Shabbos itself you can carry dal ramas special sarabim, but Rabbi Eliezer wants you lechatchila to walk outside showing the world what it is you're doing. Which again is counterintuitive, because you would have thought that you're being mechal Shabbos, so even though you're doing it for the right reason, but at the same time you should do it be'ema, be'yira, be'reses, u'be'zeya. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it's just the opposite. Lo hidiya shechaviva mitzvah olav shemechal Shabbos oleh. You want to show how chaviv the mitzvah meal is, this is the way you should do it. Tanya duch another braisa with regards to the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and the chacham. Via megula, ve'me via mechusa div Rabbi Eliezer said you should bring a megula, and like in the previous braisa, don't bring a mechusa. Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, Rabbi Yehuda says, mishum Rabbi Eliezer, noigim hoi b'shasas hakono, shayim evi mechusa. So again, you see in this braisa that it's supposed to be dafke megula, not mechusa. B'shasa sakara, like the Mishnah said, you have no choice. Then it could be mechusa. But in terms of what the preference is not only is it okay to carry it, but you should carry it megula. Iba iluhu, edim deka amar. So the Mishnah said that if it's a sakana, mechaseu api edim. So the question is, does the person himself, the moil, does he count as one of the Edim? Or maybe he doesn't count as one of the Edim, but rather it's two other people in addition to him. The Mishnah and really the Braisa also said that if it's a sakana michaseu al pi eden. Now what does it sound like? If it's two people in addition to the one that's carrying it, then the lashon's very good. But if he's one of the two people, my edim, then it's not edim, because a person can't say edus about himself. Meaning in the event that there's going to be a situation, people are going to start spreading rumors. So you're going to want edim to come testify. Can he testify about himself? Of course not. You can't testify about yourself. You're negeya bedavar. Ain't other meyed al atzmoy. Ain't other meyed al mamoynoy. Ain't other meyed al kroyvoy. So of course you can't say this about yourself. So if the idea is the lashon of the Mishnah, the lashon of the Braisa is edim, then certainly says the Gemara, it must be in addition to two other people. But the Gemara says no, it's not muchach, because it could be my edim sheruuyim leheyed b'makom acher. Meaning the Tana of the Mishnah and the Tana of the Braisa is using the word edim loosely, which Chazal sometimes did. Edim usually means two people that are kosher to walk into Beis Din and to testify. And there's a whole Hilchas Eidos, there's Psulei Eidos, so it's a whole Shulchan Aruch of what defines an Eid. Says the Gemara that when the Mishnah said Mechaseo Api Eidim, it didn't mean Eidim. What it meant was two people that ordinarily are kosher to be Eidim. In this case, however, they don't have to be kosher edim. In this case, it's enough that you have two people. And Rashi says the reason in this case it's enough to just have two people, not people that are necessarily kosher edos, is because ve'en kan loy dinei mominus v'loy dinei nefashas, shiyu shnayim. We're not dealing with dinei mominus over here. We're not dealing with dinei nefashas over here. We just want to make sure this person who's outside carrying something is not being mechal Shabbos before Hesia. For that, says Rashi, you wouldn't need two kosher edim. So if you wouldn't need two kosher edim, it makes sense then that the person himself who's carrying it can be one of them, meaning Iyu and another person. That in and of itself would be enough. Oydam Rabbi Eliezer. And the Mishnah gave two examples of where Rabbi Eliezer said his halacha that machshirei milas doicha Shabbos. The first halacha is if the moyo forgot to bring the sakin. So the halacha is on Shabbos itself, he's allowed to carry the zemel, the sakin, dal and amas b'shus harabim. Oydam Rabbi Eliezer. He gave another example. He says it's okay to cut wood, to make fire, so that you'll be able to make barzel on Shabbos. Zok the Gemara, and this next Gemara is a classic. Tanu Rabbanim, Kemish Rabbi Eliezer, in the area that Rabbi Eliezer lived, Hayukarsim Eitzim Lasses Pcham and Lasses Barzel B'Shabbos. The Chevra used to follow the ruling of their Mara da Asra, Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer was the Mara da Asra, and his people used to follow his Allah. Kemish Rabbi Yisrael Glili, where Rabbi Yisrael Glili was the Rav Hayoichlam Basar Oif B'Chalav. Unbelievable. They used to eat chicken and milk, chicken and cheese together. Levi, Iklul by Yosef Rishba. Levi was once by Yosef Rishba. Krivule, Reisha de Tavso, Bechalva. And they served him the head of a peacock, together with milk. Lo yocha, Rebbe didn't want to eat it. The Gemara says, also the comment to Rebbe, Levi didn't want to eat it. When Levi came to Rebbe, Amalei, so he repeated the story to him. So Rebbe told Levi, Amai loy tishamtinu. You just said that you don't want to eat it? You should have put him in cheirin. What kind of hefkervelt is this? How are you allowed to serve this? Amalei, so he told him, Asri debidimim seirahav. Now this kehila that I was in, this shchuna, the mar, the asra was Rabbi Yehuda ben Seirah. And I thought to myself, Dilma Darish look Rabbi Yehuda Aglili. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda ben Seirah holds like Rabbi Yehuda Aglili. It's not in the Mishra. Rabbi Yehuda Aglili yoimen. Nema loy seichel kol nevelo. It says you're not allowed to eat nevelo. But that marin, it says in the same pasuk, loy sevash, v'di b'chalei v'imoy, no bas v'chalov. And we learn from there, sh'asem mishum nevelo, asel levash, v'chalov. Anything that's asem mishum nevelo, you're not allowed to cook together with milk. Something that doesn't have an issa nevelo, there's no way to cook with milk. Meaning the smichos between loy seichel kol nevelo and loy sevash, v'di b'chalei v'imoy teaches me there's a connection between nevelo and bas v'chalov. If something is meat, in the sense that it would be asam yishum nevela, so then you have the halacha of bas of chalav. Says the brayso, oif she asam yishum nevela, oif which is asam yishum nevela, yochli yeh asal levash v'chalav. So you would think it should also be asam to cook together with chalav. Tamud loymer b'chalev imoy yotza oif she ein loy chalev im. Its mother doesn't have any milk, the bird's mother, and it's for that reason it doesn't have this halacha. Bottom line is Rabbi Yosi Aglili held that there's no iser oif and chalav midai raisa. Also not midrabanon. So Levi told Rebbe that I came to this shchuna, which I knew was under the auspices of its mar da'asur of Yehuda ben Maseira, and they served me oif and chalav. I was taken aback, but rather than just put Yosef Rish ben Chayrim, I knew he has a good reputation to be an Adam Chashev. He's mentioned a few places in Shas, so I assumed that maybe Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira follows Rabbi Yosef Aglili. There is such a shita. I mean that there's such a shita. I thought this is the way it is. Therefore, I didn't put him into Chayrim. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, Irachas Yosef Eretz Yisrael. There was a city in Eretz Yisrael. Shoyo Oisim Krebel Eliezer. They used to follow Rabbi Eliezer's shita that Machshire Mila is Leicha Shabbos. They used to follow Rabbi Eliezer's shita that it's okay to carry the knife on Shabbos, Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim, B'Yad Ramah, like the Mishnah said, Megula, to show the Chavivus of a mitzvah. Not only Mila's Deicha Shabbos, but this city followed Rabbi Eliezer Shita that the Machshirim of Mila is also Deicha Shabbos. I said, Rabbi Yitzchak, V'hayu Mason Bizmanom, and every person in that city used to die Bizmanom. They were rewarded for what they did. The Marsha says it was Mida Keneged Mida. They were Makbid on Mila Bizmanom, and they all died bezmanoi. And the truth is a very big chiddush, because if the halacha is not like Rebbe Eliezer, and of course it's not like Rebbe Eliezer, if the halacha is not like Rebbe Eliezer, if Machshir Emil is not Teicha Shabbos, so it comes out they were Mechal Shabbos. And even if they did it b'shoigig, at the very least the Chayiv Karis, the Chayiv Skilo, which is the antithesis of dying bezmanoi. That's what Karis is. That's what Misas Bezdin is. The person, Loyalein, who dies prematurely. But said Rabbi Yitzchak, the Metzias was just the opposite. They followed Rabbi Eliezer. They were makbid on Mila Bizmanoi, for your mason Bizmanoi, for Loyoy, not just that. Shapam Machas Gozer, Machas Risho, Gzeiro, Al Yisrael. Once upon a time, the Machas Risho was Gozer, Gzeiro, on Kla Yisrael, Ala Mila, that Jews are not allowed to circumcise their children. That city that followed Rabbi Eliezer, they were exempt. That's an obvious Mida Keneged Mida. They were Mahader in Bris Mila, and it's for that reason they were exempt from this. So says the Gemara that not only was it that Ben Koymer Shereb Eliezer, they used to follow Rebbe Eliezer, but the Metzius is that there was a city that followed Rebbe Eliezer, and they had a tremendous shmir. Toisfis and Masechtes Yevamis, Daf Yudalon Amar Aleph says that it's a little mashma from this Gemara, and this is a chiddush, that they would go out of their way. The Oilam went out of their way to follow Rabbi Eliezer. The Mischavin Hoyu Nevi'im Atzmam Shiutzrichim Lokach Mishum Chivuv Mitzvah. Because they loved the mitzvah of Mila so much and they wanted to show that as important as Shabbos is, to them Mila is even more chashuv. So they would purposely forget the Izemel. They would dafka carry it on Shabbos. They would hot colts. This is something that they went out of their way to do on Shabbos. It wasn't Bim Koymosh Rabbi Eliezer pumped in case them. How often does that happen? No, they used to go out of their way to do this. They would dafka be mechalal Shabbos with the machshirei mila to show how chaviv it was, and you see that Chazal were made Amar Rabbi Yitzchak that for what they did they were actually rewarded. We'll talk a little bit about this in the raid by Zok the Gemara, another classic, actually a few classics coming up from here until the bottom of the Amid. Tanya Reb Shimon Gamliel Lemer Kol Mitzvah Shkibalei Besimcha, any mitzvah that the Yidden took upon themselves initially Besimcha could go in mila, and an example of that is mila. The Chsev David HaMelech said Sasa Noichi And this pasuk, Sasanoich Alim Rosecha, we say it at a bris milah. This the Imrosecha is referring to the mitzvah of milah. Rashi says, where do you see that? How do you know Sasanoich Alim Rosecha is milah? Maybe it's Shabbos, maybe it's tefillin, maybe it's tzitzis. Because Imrosecha is a lashon yachid. So Rashi, Amira Yechida Shekodma Lashar Amiras. The Torah wasn't given b'lashon yachid. It's Taryag mitzvahs. It's 248 mitzvahs esa. It was given Lashon Rabbim, not Lashon Yochid. So what's this Sasanoich Alim Rosecha? So says Rashi, it sounds like this is referring to one mitzvah, a mitzvah that was given in the singular. The first mitzvah that Avraham Avinu received. There was the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach that every single human being was obligated to observe. But Avraham Avinu received one first mitzvah, and it was the mitzvah of Milah. So that's the If David HaMelech felt that way, presumably Avraham Avinu felt that way. So this was a mitzvah that Klal Yisrael was mekabel besimcha, and says Reb Shimon Gamliel, Adai noisa noisa besimcha. Till today, every time there's a bris milah, it's celebrated besimcha. Zagrashi sheoisa mishta. There's always a suit of chomus shkibalei miktata. Any mitzvah that either were mekabel miktata with fighting, kigoin arayos tchsiv ayishma Moshe saam. So when Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yidden about the mitzvah of Arayis, Yidden started crying. They weren't happy with Arayis. Adai noisa noisa biktata. Till today, marriage happens biktata, the leke ksuba the way Ramu batigra. Because there's no such thing as a ksuba, Chazal said, where there's no fight. And the leke ksuba the way Ramu batigra. And it's for that reason that it's this way today. Why? It's because that's the way the Yidden were makabal originally. Any mitzvah the Yidden were moise nefesh for b'shas k'seres ha-malchus, grein avayis k'chavim amilo. How many Jews were there that were given an ultimatum, either bow down to some avayda zara, some getchka, or you're going to be killed, and they were willing to give themselves up. Avodah Zarah was a mitzvah that the Yidden were always moisa nefesh for. Mila is also a mitzvah that the Yidden were always moisa nefesh for. Adayin himuchsekes biyadon. This is something that we keep very strong with until today. B'chol mitzvah shleimasi so alatz melei lemiso. But any mitzvah that the Yidden were moisa nefesh for, b'shas gzeiras hamalchus, could go in tefillin, such as tefillin, adayin himerupa biyadon. Till today, these mitzvahs are very shvach. So we do see that tefillin was a mitzvah that the Yidden wore a moise nefesh for. So the Gemara is going to tell a story that it already told earlier in the Masechta, and daf mem tes amar aleph, another classic. Rabbi Yanai said, tefillin zrichon guf naki, ka alisha bal knafayim. Tefillin requires a guf naki. How naki? As naki as the guf of Elisha, who had wings. Bal knafayim, says the Gemara, Mai didn't have wings. Mai, Yomer, Abaya. So what does it mean that tefillin has to have a guf naki? Shalei afiach bam. A person has to be careful that he doesn't pass gas while he's wearing tefillin. Rav, I'm a rav, so shalei yishma. He can't even fall asleep, because while he's sleeping, he may be afiach. Mai called the Elisha bal knafayim. Why was Elisha called bal knafayim? Shepat machetz kozom malchus rosho gzeir al Yisrael. Once upon a time, there was a gzeir. Shekol maniach tefillin al roish. Anyone that puts on tefillin shal roish, yikaru es moicha. They're going to kill him. They're going to crush his brain. Vaya Elisha maniach tefillin. Elisha didn't care. He used to wear tefillin. V'yotzel l'shok, and he would go outside. V'ro kasterech, and an officer saw him. When the officer saw him, Rutz, Milfonov, he ran away from him. Rutz Achra, Kivan Shegi, Etzlai, eventually he caught him. Not the Miroisha, he took his tefillin off Elisha, did Vachsamel, he was holding it in his hand. Amalesa, the officer turned to Elisha, and he said, Ma Biyotcha, what are you holding? Amalesa, he told him, what am I holding? He said, Kanfeyoina, didn't say tefillin. He said, Kanfeyoina, I'm holding the wings of a dove. Pasha, that's the other, he says, open your hands. He opened up his hands, Venimtsuba Kanfeyoina. He had this unbelievable miracle take place. And Leficha was because of this, how you call him, Bal Knafayim. That's what they used to call him, Bal Knafayim, not because he had wings, but because of this story that happened with the Kanfei Yoyna. Why do you say Kanfei Yoyna? Why did he say the wings of another bird? Because Klai is compared to a Yoyna. She never Kanfei Yoyna Nechba Bakesef the Evroiseh Birakrak Chorotz. And why is Klai Yisrael compared to Kanfei Yoyna? Or why are they compared to a Yoyna? Because my Yoyna Zu Knofeh Maginoi Soleh, just like the Yoyna, her wings protect her. She fights with her wings. Af Yisrael, mitzvahs, magina saleim. Klal Yisrael is protected with its mitzvahs. So the mitzvahs are compared to the Kanfei Yoyna. And Elisha was doing a mitzvah. Mitzvah b'mesiris nefesh. At a time of Shmad. At a time when Yidden really weren't allowed to keep mitzvahs. And therefore he said Kanfei Yoyna. Because he knew the side. He knew that all mitzvahs are really Kanfei Yoyna. This way he's going to fight back. He's going to fight back by invoking the fact that the mitzvahs mitzvah that he's doing is kan feyoyin v'kan chavi, had this unbelievable miracle. And therefore, Chazal said, when they wanted to state a halacha regarding tefillin, tefillin tzrichim guf noki, like who? Like Elisha bal knafayim. Now, the truth is a few things. First of all, what do you see from this story that Elisha bal knafayim was so careful with tefillin that he always wore his tefillin when he had a guf noki? What did Rabbi Yonah say? Tefillin tzrichim guf noki, ka Elisha bal knafayim. Where do you see that he always wore tefillin with a guf noki? So we spoke about this earlier in the Masechta. And that is because had Elisha not been mekayim the mitzvah in its fullest, he wouldn't have merited to have this unbelievable miracle that happened through the mitzvah. You know why he was zoicha that the tefillin protected him? Because he gave himself up for tefillin. This was his miyomai. This was his tasili. This was his mitzvah, like the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnayos in the end of Masechtas Makis. Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'zakis Es Yisrael L'ficha Chirbelim Torah Mitzvahs. Elisha's mitzvah was tefillin, which means he kept it in this unbelievable way. And if that's the case, for sure he had a guf noki. But either way, the chachamim, whenever they wanted to bring out how you're supposed to be mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin, they would say, be mekayim the mitzvah like Elisha bal knafayim must have been mekayim it. Because otherwise, this miracle would have never happened. We wouldn't have just learned this gemara. But there's another question. What do you see in the story of Elisha bal knafayim that the yidden wore a mois and nefesh on the mitzvah of tefillin? So just a halt cup. We're talking about milah, not learning Rabbi Eliezer the tefillin, well, Rabbi Eliezer the milah. So we said a statement about milah, and that was that any mitzvah that the Yidden were moisen nefesh for, we still have today. Any mitzvah that the Yidden were moisen nefesh for, even today it's shvach. And the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar gave two examples of a mitzvah that the Yidden always did by mesiras nefesh. One was the mitzvah of avodah zara. Yidden were willing to jump into the fire, not to be oivet avodah zara. And the other one was the mitzvah of milah. What was an example of a mitzvah that the Yidden were not moisen nefesh for? Tefillin. What's the raya? Elisha bal knafayim. Where do you see it? Because it was one person, Elisha bal knafayim. That's the answer. It was one Elisha bal knafayim. What do you mean? All of the Yidden, Elisha was the one that fifed on this gzera. He said, I don't care, I'm going to go outside anyways. And we tell a story about a yachid? Think about all the inquisitions and expulsions. How many Yidden were willing to give themselves up for Rabbi Dezara and for Mila apparently as well. But Tefillah, we have a story, a Maisa Shahaya Kachaya with one Yid, Elisha Bal Knafayim. So from the fact that it's Elisha Bal Knafayim, that's a Raya, that this is something that the Yidden were Maisa Nefesh for. So two things about Mila, says the Gemara. Number one, the Yidden were Mekabel, the mitzvah of Mila Besimcha. David HaMelech said, Sosa noichi al imra sechem, rasecha b'loshen yachid, amir yechida shekodma l'shar amilois, which is the mitzvah of milah. And that's why till today, whenever there's a bris milah, everybody's happy, everybody's besimcha, and there's a mishta, bagels, right? This is a milah. Why? It's because the Kabbalah was besimcha. Because the Kabbalah was besimcha, it's still besimcha, we're mekayim besimcha today as well. And additionally, milah is also something that the Yidden were moisen nefesh for. So, you have simcha on the one hand, mesiras nefesh on the other hand, and it's for that reason that milah was something that was always very stark by the Yidden. Not only was it stark, it was a mitzvah that the Yidden were always mekayim besimcha exel. So before we go weiter, and this next gemara is that tricky, it's where Erevin meets Rabbi Eliezer the milah. It needs a very, very brief introduction. And that is, we're very familiar with the laws of Haitzah. Most of Masechta Shabbos dealt with the laws of Haitzah. You're not allowed to carry from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, you can't carry Dalet Amos B'Rishus HaRabim as well. We're also familiar with the fact that the Rabbanan expanded a lot on the laws of Haitzah. The Rabbanan said that there's something called a Karmelis. A Karmelis has the Chumras of a Rishus HaYachid and the Chumras of a Rishus HaRabim. So you can't carry from a Rishus HaYachid to a Karmelis. You can't carry from a Rishus HaRabim to a Karmelis. Additionally, you can't carry Dalet Amos B'Rishus HaRabim. Another one of the takanos that the Chachamim made as it relates to Haitzah is the Chachamim said that you're not allowed to carry from one person's Rishus HaYachid to another person's Rishus HaYachid. You're not allowed to carry from Reuven's Rishus HaYachid to Shimon's Rishus HaYachid, even though it's Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaYachid. And it could be Reuven and Shimon live in the same chatzar, which is also a Rishus HaYachid. So you're literally going Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaYachid, Derech Rishus HaYachid. You could check off all the boxes. So what would be the issue? It's a chiddush, but the Chachamim made a takana that you're not allowed to carry Rishus HaYachid, Shal Reuven, Rishus HaYachid, Shal Shimon. It's for that reason that we have what we know as an Erev. Why do we need an Erev? You're in a bungalow colony. You're in a development. You're in a cul-de-sac. So you can't carry without it. What do you need an Erev for? It's one big Rishus HaYachid. What's the issue? The Teretz is, but because you carry from one person's Rishus HaYachid to a chatzer, which is commonly owned, or to someone else's house, which is another person's, which is a yachid. So it's because of that you would have to make an erev. Now, a very important halacha in erevin states that this halacha that you're not allowed to carry from one rishus hayachid to another rishus hayachid, so from a house to a chatzer. Again, the house belongs to one person, the chatzah belongs to a lot of people. So it's considered from one person's Rosh Hashanah to another person's Rosh Hashanah. It's only kelim sheshafsu b'bayis. It's only true if the keli that you want to carry at the beginning of Shabbos was in somebody's house. If the keli was shavas b'chatzah, b'knisas ha-shabbos, b'en ha-shmashas, then this halacha wouldn't apply. So if there was something outside in the chatzah when the sun set Friday night, then even without an eruv chatzera, the halacha would be you'd be allowed to carry this item. There's a machlokes between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim, again in Masechtas Erevin, but it's important for Pashup Shad in the second part of the daf, and that is, are you allowed to carry from one chatzer to another chatzer a keli that was shavas b'chatzah b'knisas ha-shavas? So I understand that the laws of Eruv Chatzeres are only nageya for a keli that was inside a house when Shabbos happened. What would be if it was in a chatzah? You have no problem. Okay, so that means I can carry from one part of the chatzah to the other part of the chatzah. But what about as it relates to taking it from one chatzah to another chatzah? What's the halach over there? Do we say from chatzah to chatzah is different or not? Rav Shimon has a shita that chatzeres, gagoys, karfifoys, all these common areas are all considered one big rishos. So you're allowed to take it from a chatzah to another chatzah, you can take it from a chatzah to a roof, you can take it from a roof to a karfif, whatever that means, Erevin fame. So you're allowed to move all these items around. There's no issue. Chachamim argue. The Chachamim say that no, it's not so simple. With that, Hakdama, Amar Rab Abba, Bar Rav Ado, Amar Rab Yitzchak, Pam Achas. Once upon a time, Shachav Lai Viyu Zemel Mi'erev Shabbos. There was a bris mila that was taking place on Shabbos. And the Moel forgot to bring his Zemel. They Viyu B'Shabbos. And it was brought on Shabbos. Derech Gagois, V'derech Chatzeroys, Shaloi B'Tzoyin Rabbi Eliezer. And this was not in accordance with Rabbi Eliezer. So it was carried Derech Gagois, Derech Hatzeros, but it was not in accordance with Rabbi Eliezer. So first of all, the Metzias was, it never was carried through a Rishos HaRabim. It was carried from a roof, which has a din of a Rishos HaYachid, to a Chatz, which has a din of a Rishos HaYachid. What was the issue? The issue was there was no Erev. So basically, these people carried the Izemel, and they violated Chil Shabbos, the Rabbanan. They violated the Takanas Chachamim Vayruvi Chatzeres. That says you can't carry from a chatzer to a house, from a house to a Rosh Hashanah. All these halachas, but only under the Rabbanan level. And the Gemara says it was Shaloi B'Tzayin Rabbi Eliezer. I'm asking Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef didn't understand this. He said, Shaloi B'Tzayin Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer would have a problem with this? Adarabba! Rabbi Eliezer, who the Shari? Rabbi Eliezer is certainly okay with it. Rabbi Eliezer allows you to carry in a Rosh Hashanah. Certainly he would allow you to carry in Derech Gagos, Chatzeres, Fekarfifos, where all you're violating is an Issa Drabbanan. So the Gemara says, the Chitay, Mishloi B'Tzayin Rabbi Eliezer, the Shari, Afilu B'Shos HaRabim. Maybe, to the contrary, maybe that's exactly what they meant. It was Shloi B'Tzayin Rabbi Eliezer, it was not in accordance with Rabbi Eliezer, because according to Rabbi Eliezer, you could have carried it even Derech B'Shos HaRabim. So what the story was, is that they didn't want to carry it Derech B'Shos HaRabim. They only carried it Derech B'Shos HaYochid. They were only violated Eitzad Drabbanan. They weren't willing to violate Eitzad Reis. And it's for that reason, it was Shloi B'Tzayin Rabbi Eliezer. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, it sounds a little bit like it was only not in accordance with Rabbi Eliezer. But according to Rabbanan, it was okay. Eler B'Tzoyin Rabbanan, the Asru Derech Hoshos HaRabim, V'Sharu Derech Gagoyz, Derech Hatzeroyz, V'Karfifoyz. But the Gemara says, Mishari, is that true? Meaning, according to the Chachamim, you're allowed to carry the Izemel in a way where you'll violate Hoitzah mid the Rabbanan. It's only Derech Hoshos HaRabim where the Chachamim argued with Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah. But Mechshirei Milas Doich Hoitzah the Rabbanan, where it's not true, because V'tanyan went to the Raisa, G'shem Shem Evian Oysa Derech Hoshos HaRabim. Just like you're not allowed to carry the Izemel Derech Hoshos HaRabim, Kacham Evian Oysa, Le Derech Gagad, Le Derech Hafif, Le Derech Hatzeroyz. According to Chachamim, you're not allowed to violate Hoitzah the Rabbanan either. Elam Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi said, you're right. It was Shaloi B'Tzoyin Rabbi Eliezer U'machluktoy. It wasn't okay according to Rabbi Eliezer what happened, and it wasn't okay according to Chachamim what happened. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it was not in accordance with him, because Rabbi Eliezer would have told you that carry Derech Rosh Hashanah. So Pam Machas, once upon a time, they forgot to bring the Izemel, and they brought it on Shabbos, Derech Gagas, Derech Hatzeros. That's Shaloi B'Tzayin Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you hold it, Biyad Raman, you walk through the Rosh Hashanah with it. It was also not in accordance with the Chachamim, because according to Chachamim, it's certainly not okay. You can't take it Derech Rosh Hashanah, and the Gemara just brought a Braisa. You also can't take it in a way where you're going to violate Eitzah Mid Rabbanan. So who then was it according? okay with. Meaning, it's not okay according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's not okay according to Chachamim. It sounds like there is someone according to whom it is okay. So the Gemara says, B'tzoyin Reb Shimon. It was okay with Reb Shimon. Time we learned to the Mishnah, this is Reb Shimon we mentioned in our mini intro. Reb Shimon, Oymer, Echa Gagois, Echa Karfifois, Echa Katzeros, Chula Rishos Achadim, Lekelem Shesovsu Bezoichem. The halach is that Gagois, Katzeros, and Karfifos is considered like one big chatzer. It's considered one shos with regards to Kelem that was Shavas in the chatzer. Not with regards to Kelem that was Shavas in the bias. The bottom line is, just like according to the Chachamim, you're allowed to carry something from one side of the chatzer to the other side of the chatzer without an eruv chatzeros, as long as it was shavas in the chatzer. When the sun set Friday night, it was not in the house, it was in the chatzer. Reb Shimon knows you could do the same thing from a chatzer to a gag to a karfif. So according to Reb Shimon, this was certainly okay. So the Gemara, Maisa Shahaya, where they carried it derech gagos, chatzeres for karfifos, it wasn't okay according to Reb Eliezer, or at least it was shalei, but same Reb Eliezer, because Reb Eliezer could have taken the derech shusram. They weren't following the Chacham, and according to the Chacham was not okay. Who were they following? They were following the sheet of Reb Shimon. Boyu minei Reb Zeira mirab Asri. Reb Zeira asked Reb Asri the following question. We know that Lachi is, that just like a bunch of houses that want to make an Erev together, they can make an Erev. If you have a bunch of chatzeros, they too can make an Erev together. It's what's known as shitufei mavoyas. So a shituf is to a mavoy what an Erev is to a chatzer. So again, what's Erev chatzeros? You have 50 families, they live in the same cul-de-sac. They share a common area. It's one big Rosh Hashanah. The problem is you can't carry from your house to the chatzer because you own your house individually, the chatzer is owned by 50 families together. So it's Reuven's Rosh Hashayachat, the Shimon's Rosh Hashayachat, Shimon, Levi, Yehudi, Yisachar, Zvulun's Rosh Hashayachat. That's a problem. So what they do, the people, the chatzer would come together, they would make an Erev. What would be if you had a bunch of chatzeres that opened up into a common mavoi? The mavoi was the road that led from the chatzeres into the Rosh Hashayachat. So if someone from one of the chatzeres wants to carry into the mavoi, it's a problem because the mavoi is owned commonly by all the members of all the different chatzeres. So the Erev chatzeres allows me to carry from my house to the chatzer. But if I want to carry from the chatzer to the mavoi, I need another Erev. I need to make an Erev now with all the members of all the chatzeres that open up into the same mavoi, because otherwise I have the same problem. The chatzer that I'm a part of is owned by the members of this chatzer, but I never made an error with the members of the other chatzer. So the question was, we just mentioned that there's a halacha that kelim sheshafsu in the chatzer, you're allowed to carry from place to place, even without a ruvei chatzeres. Only a ruvei chatzeres for kelim that was shavas in the house. But if kelim was shavas in the chatzer, you don't need it. Is the same true for a mavui, or is the same not true for a mavui? Boy minei Reb Zeira mirabasi. The names matter. Reb Zeira asked Reb Asi, mavui shalei neshtatfu boy. If you have a mavui, there was no shituf. What's the halacha? You're allowed to carry in the entire thing, assuming that this keli that you want to carry was shavas in the mavoi, or not. Mia, do you say a chatzah, dummy? It's like a chatzah. Ma chatzah, avakaf irvu, mutal tata bukula. Just like a chatzah, you're allowed to carry anywhere inside the chatzah, even without an erev, as long as the keli was shavas in the chatzah. Hainami, so too the same would be true. Avakaf lay nishtatfu, but mutal tata bukula. Because again, the mavoi is just like the chatzah. Shituf is to the mavoi what the erev is to the chatzah. So if I don't need an erev in a chatzah to be able to carry a keli that was shavas in the chatzah from point A to point B, I shouldn't need the shituf for the mavoi to be able to do the same thing. Maybe it's different than a chatzah. Number one, the chatzah is like dal mechitzas. The chatzah was always boxed in with four mechitzas, whereas the mavui wasn't. It was just a little bit more inclusive than was the mavui. The mavui looks a little bit more like a rishos harabim. So maybe this kuli you don't have over there inami, or you could say chatzah is like the yurim. Hi, lesbid yurim. People live in the chatzah. The mavui is a street. Nobody lives there. The chatzah is your front yard, your backyard. So the gemara says shasik v'layamal of leimidi. So Reb Zeira asked Reb Asi a real erevin question. We'll see in a second why we're talking about this now. But this was a real erevin question. And Rav Asi didn't know the answer. Rav Asi was quiet. He didn't answer Reb Zeira. Zok Gemara Zimnin. A little while later, Ashkechei di Yosef v'Kamar. Reb Zeira heard shir from Rav Asi, and he said the following: Amar Reb Shimon ben Lakish from Reb Yudan Nasi. Pat Machashok v'lo Yeviu. Zamu Meir of Shabbos. Yeviu b'Shabbos. Once upon a time, there was a bris meal that happened on Shabbos, and they forgot to bring the zamu before Shabbos, and no one knew what to do. And then they decided, you know what? Let's just bring it on Shabbos. The Chacham were very disappointed about what happened. How were they allowed to follow the Chachamim, or leave, not follow the Chachamim, and go like Rebbe Eliezer. Why can't you go like Rebbe Eliezer against the Chachamim? This next line is epic. Chada the Rebbe Eliezer shamutihu. Number one, because Rebbe Eliezer is in Cherim. So what does it mean Rebbe Eliezer is in Cherim? So there's two pshatim in the Rishonim throughout Shas. They're both right here in Rashi. Number one, Rebbe Eliezer was physically put in Cherim, Zag Rashi. The Yerushalmi says Rebbe Eliezer was in Talmid Beit Shammai. So what's going on over here? Rebbe Eliezer was in Cherim. We don't follow Rebbe Eliezer. We'll see more about that soon. Number two, Rebbe Eliezer was in Talmid Beit Shammai. Besides, even if Rebbe Eliezer didn't have this unique status as being Shamuti, but at the end of the day, he was a Yachid. So the Chum were very upset. I spoke to Rabbi Yehuda HaGoyzer. HaGoyzer is a Mayel. So there was a Mayel. His name was Rabbi Yehuda. So he said, I spoke to the Mayel. He told me the rest of the story. It was a Mavoy where they hadn't done Shituf Mavoyos. The knife was outside in the Mavoy, Beknisas HaShabbos, and they carried it from one side to the other. I mean, they never violated Itzah. Not Midairaisa, also not Midrabah. So Rav Zera over here, Rav Asi, saying over this whole story. This whole story, whether it was in Bruce Milo that happened on Shabbos, they forgot to bring the Zemo. They carried it on Shabbos. Chamu weren't happy until Rabbi Shaya clarified it. He said, I spoke to the Mayel. Who was the Mayel? Rabbi Yehuda Goyzer. So we had Yosef the hunter, Yosef Rishban Amid Aleph, and we have Rabbi Yehuda the Mayel on Amid Beis. The rest of the story. So Rabbi Yehuda Goyzer says, no, what happened was it was carried from one side of the Mavoi to the other side of the Mavoi, and it was fine because it was outside B'knisas HaShabbos. So Rabbi Zeir perks up and he tells Rav Asi, are you of the opinion that you're allowed to carry from one part of a Mavi to another part of a Mavi as long as the keli was shavas in the Mavi? Amalei in, he said, yeah. I once asked you this question, and you didn't answer me then, you were shasik. So then he said, Rav Zera told Rav Asi, before Rav Asi had an opportunity to respond, he said, Dilma agav shitfeich rohit lach gmarich. You know, maybe as you were going through this sugya, meaning when you were learning Erevin, you didn't remember, but then you learned Rav Lezer Amila, and you were handling the question of Amila. Then you remember the rest of the stories. That would happen sometimes. You forget, and then it comes back to you. I'm like, yeah, it's exactly what happened. Agav shitva rehitali gmari. When you asked me the question at the time, I couldn't remember, but now I know the answer. The answer is just like in a chatzah, you can carry from one side of the chatzah to the other side of the chatzah. Kalim sheshavsu bechatzah. The same is going to be true as it relates to a mavoi. Exhale. So two ha'aros. Two ha'aras, one a little bit lighter, and the other one a little bit more intense, as it relates to the first daf of Perek, Rebbe Eliezer de Mila. So the Gemara says something very interesting. We have a machloikis between Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim. Mila's doicha Shabbos. Mila bizmanoi is doicha Shabbos. What about machshirei Mila? Rebbe Eliezer's shita is, emloi hevi kelim yerev Shabbos, mevi'a b'Shabbos. Karsim eitzim lasis pchamim lasis barzel. Not only is Mila doicha Shabbos, but you can carry these zemel on Shabbos. You can start chopping wood. You can make fires. You're allowed to do whatever you need to do in order to facilitate a bris mila. Chachamim argued. The Chachamim said, no. Machshirei Mila is not doicha Shabbos. Anything that you could have done before Shabbos is not going to be doicha Shabbos. Now, if there's a machloikis between Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim, the halacha is like the Chachamim. How do we know that? We know it from Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Amid Beis. When you're learning Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed, you know it from Kuf Lamed Amid Beis. And if you're learning Nida Daf Zayin, which is a sugi about Rebbe Eliezer, you'll also know it from Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Amid Beis. This Gemara is the Makar. That whenever there's a machloik, it's not just here, whenever there's a machloik between Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim, unless stated very explicitly otherwise, the halach is going to be like Chachamim. For two reasons. Number one, Rebbe Eliezer was a Yachid, and Yachid v'Rab Malacha Grab. V'oid Rebbe Eliezer Shamuti. That means the halacha is clearly not like Rebbe Eliezer. Stating that, the Gemara says something fascinating. The Gemara said, "Bim koymei shel Rebbe Eliezer, how you curse the meitzim." In Rebbe Eliezer's kehila, the oilam used to follow Rebbe Eliezer. Not only that, but Rabbi Yitzchok says, "Ir achas hoyse beretz Yisrael." Show your oisin to Rebbe Eliezer, where they used to follow Rebbe Eliezer. For you mason bismanim, they used to die on time. No one ever died prematurely. Why? Because they were makbid amila bismanai, and as a result, they merited that they all died bismanai. Not just that, there was once a gzera on brismila, and that city somehow had an ishur. They were exempt from this gzera. How's it possible? Probably because they were mason nefesh for the mitzvah mila. The kasha is, the halacha was not like them. The halacha is like the chachamim, not like Rebbe Eliezer. So, what do you mean they were following Rebbe Eliezer? You can't just follow Rebbe Eliezer. L'chaira, if the halach is like the Chachamim, for two reasons.
Yochav Rabbi Malachik Rab. Va'oid Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti. So what do you mean these people followed Rabbi Eliezer number one? What does that even mean? And besides, they got bracha for it. They all died bezmanoi. Not just that, they were exempt from all these gzeres. L'chur, what they were doing was wrong. So if they were doing was wrong, number one, how were they able to do something wrong? That's the first question. And the second question is, why would they have been rewarded? Why would they have gotten schar for doing something wrong? The truth is, this is really a very interesting philosophical question. If there was a machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, so there's a rule, Yochid v'Rabim, Halachik Rabim. This is a halachic principle. Does that mean Rabbi Eliezer himself would have to come around? He would have to say that, you know, even though I don't agree with you, Chachamim, but at the same time, Yochid v'Rabim, Halachik Rabim. Now, let's not use Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer was embroiled in a lot of controversy as it relates to Halacha L'maisa. What if it's a machloikis between Rabbi Yeshua and the Chachamim? What if it would be a machloikis between Rabbi Yehud and the Chachamim? Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim? Any one of the Rabbi Nosson and the Chachamim? Any one of the Tana? Could I myself, the Tana that argued with the Chachamim, disagree with the Chachamim? Or does the rule of Yochev Rabbim, Halachik Rabbim say that not only is it true for the innocent bystander, but it's true even for the Baal Plukta, even for the person that's arguing? What about if I'm a chassid of Rabbi Yehuda? My Rebbe is Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda argued with the Chachamim, all the Chachamim felt one way, or Roy the Chachamim felt one way. I follow Rabbi Yehuda. So if I follow Rabbi Yehuda, I ask him all my shailas, I daven in a shul, he's Mesad the Kedusha by my chasanas. So L'chura, you can argue based on that, I should have a right to follow Rabbi Yehuda. Or maybe no. Maybe once Talach is Yachav Rabbim, Alach Karabim, you can't say that I'm a chassid of Rabbi Yehuda, and as a result, I'm going to follow Rabbi Yehuda. There are halachos, psukos, this klali apsak, that are nogeya every single individual. It doesn't matter if you're a chassid of Rabbi Yehuda who argued with the Chachamim. At the end of the day, if the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, just because you follow Rabbi Yehuda doesn't mean you have a right to, even in this area in halacha, where the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, follow Rabbi Yehuda. Interesting question. This Gemara would seem to be exhibit A, that there's an idea that if I'm a chassid of a particular Rav, Marda Asra, Rebbe, Rosh Yeshiva, even if he's in the minority opinion as it relates to a halachic issue, it could be I have a right to follow him. The Gemara said it about Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara also said it about Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili held that you're allowed to eat Basar, Oif, and Chalav. And the Gemara told a story where a Maisa Shaya Kachaya with Yosef Rishba, Levi went to Yosef Rishba and they served him the head of a peacock. And there was melted cheese on it. What's going on over here? But no, he said, maybe he held like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. What do you mean he held like Rabbi Yosi Aglili? The Chum don't hold that way. The Chum made a takana that it's aser. So if the Chum made a takana that it's aser, why would that be okay? It sounds a little bit like there is an idea that the Yochid himself maybe is allowed to argue with the Rabbim, and maybe his followers would be allowed to follow him as well. Again, this is a huge topic and has ramifications, obviously, in almost every siman in Shulchan Aruch. But I'll tell you one interesting thing that the Marshal in his Chachma Shloima says on this Gemara. The Gemara says like this, that Rabbi Yitzchak said there was a city where everybody died bizmana. And they did an investigation. What was unique about the city? Because they used to follow Rabbi Eliezer. And like Tosfos says in Yevam Mustafa Yudal, they would go out of their way to do all the Mechshire Mila on Shabbos. Says the Marshal, V'afal pisha in halachik Rabbi Eliezer, even though the halach is not like Rabbi Eliezer, hainu mishum the rabbim pligio aleh. That's only because the rabbim argued with him. But really, ve'elu divrei lekim chayim. Really, there's an idea of elu ve'elu divrei lekim chayim. That's what the Marshal says. Va'afal pisha in halachik Rabbi Eliezer, hainu mishum the rabbim pligio aleh. But really, ve'elu divrei lekim chayim. I saw in the Sefer Daf al Daf from Rav David Mandelbaum, Shlita. So he says, he thinks the pshat in this Marshal is based on the Gemara that we all know. We've gone through this in the Daf many times. The Gemara above Metziah Daf Nun Tes on the base. We're not going to go through it again. But the Gemara says that there was a major dispute, a major machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim with regards to a certain oven. It's Makabal Toma, it's not Makabal Toma. It was known as the Tanur Shal Achnoi. And the Gemara says, Ba'usei Ayoim Heshev Rabbi Eliezer called Shuvah Shabbalim. On that day, there was a major, major face-off. And Rabbi Eliezer started bringing all the rayas in the world. But like Kibble Amad, it didn't matter. They weren't impressed. Amar Lahem, he said as follows, let this carob tree testify that I'm right. All of a sudden, that carob tree picks itself up out of the ground, and it jumped 100 amas. Some say 400 amas. Amar Lahem, they said, Since when is a carob tree? Since when does he have an opinion when it comes to a halacha and tomah v'tayra? He said, Chaz v'amar, he said, halacha k'moisi amasa mayim yechichu. Let the water say eidos. Chaz v'amasa mayim. All of a sudden, the water that was going downstream started going upstream. Amar they say, emivin raima amasa mayim. Amasa mayim is not a kosher eid. Chaz v'amar, and then he said, halacha k'moisi koisli beis medrash yechichu. And the Gemara says, he too koisli beis medrash lipoil. The koisli beis medrash started falling. Gar ben Rabbi Yeshua. This is incredible. Rabbi Yeshua gives a yell. Amar lehem, he said, talmidei chachamim menatzchem zeh. He yelled at the walls. He said, what are you getting involved? Like, not flu. They didn't walk. Them, they kvedish Rabbi Yeshua, but they also didn't stand back up erect. They kvedish Rabbi Eliezer, v'adayim matim v'oimdim, and it remained this way up until today. Says the Gemara, Chazav Amalei Rabbi Eliezer told him, in malacha k'moisi min hashemayim yochichu. If I'm right, they should say edus from Shemayim. Yotz a baskel came out v'amr and said malacha meitzel Rabbi Eliezer shehalacha k'moisi b'chol makoyim. The halacha is always like him. Amid Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, I'm still not impressed. You know why? Because loy b'shemayim. What do you mean loy b'shemayim? He said because we have to follow our rules. And our rules are achrei rabim lahatois. Our rules are that we follow the roif. So said Rav David Mandelbaum. So it comes out that there was a baskel that said the halacha is like Rebbe Eliezer. Not just by the Tanur Achnoi. Malachem Eitzel Rebbe Eliezer shehalacha kimoisoi b'chol makoy. That means the baskel said that the halacha is like Rebbe Eliezer per Rebbe Eliezer the Mila also. The halacha is like Rebbe Eliezer that Karsim makes him. The halacha is like Rebbe Eliezer that you're allowed to carry the Zemel Dalan Amos of Shisam. Narvas. Tayyus Lebe Shemayim. That's true. I mean, that Tayyus Lebe Shemayim, we have a principle. We have to follow our principle. What's our principle? Achrei Rabim Lahatois. We have to go boss the Roif. Me, Rebbe Eliezer is right. But the problem is, the Roif didn't see it like that. And because the Roif didn't see it that way, so therefore at the end of the day, we don't follow Rebbe Eliezer. So what was the Lashon of the Chochma Shloima, the Marshal? The Afal Pishein Alochak Rebbe Eliezer, even though the Loch is not like Rebbe Eliezer, Hainu Mishum de Rabim Pligila. It was only because we weren't impressed by the Baskel. Because Achri Rabban Lahatas, because the Rabban were against him, but really ve'elu divrei Kim Chaim. But the Baskel already paskened Alocha Kamoisa B'chamakim. So he said, could be here it's different. Being that over here there was a Baskel that said Halocha K'Rabbi Eliezer, over here you were allowed to follow Rabbi Eliezer. It was a din of Rabbi Eliezer when there was a Baskel. So even though Avada for Klal Yisrael, we don't follow the Baskel. But at the same time, if I'm a Yochid, I'm Rabbi Eliezer, and I know the Baskel said that I'm right. So there, I have a right to follow it. Not just that, my followers have a right to follow it. And said Rabbi David Mandel, that's why in Shemayim, they paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. So in Shemayim, where they determine when a person dies, mi bekitzai or mi shaloi bekitzai, they all died bekitzai. That's why in Shemayim, where lev sarmu malach v'yad Hashem, where all the strings are being pulled to determine which kehila has a gzeru, which kehila doesn't have a gzeru. Here in Shemayim, the halacha is like Rebbe Eliezer. Halacha k'moisa b'chol makom. So you're right. It could be if this wasn't Rebbe Eliezer, maybe we'd be having a different conversation. But in the world of Rebbe, problem is the Gemara said it about Rabbi Yossi Aglili as well. But at the end of the day, said Rabbi David Mandelbaum, could be that's what the Marshal's coming to say something. He's coming to. It's always Eilu Ve'ilu Divrei L'Kim Chaim. He's coming to be Moisev something. So he suggested, maybe this is what he's coming to be Moisev. That's the first aura. The second aura is that the Rishonim, and really Toisvis, Koflamed Amar Aleph, Koflamed Amar Beis, ask a few very obvious questions on the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. So again, Rabbi Eliezer, the Mila starts with a Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. What's Rabbi Eliezer's Shita? Not only is Mila Doicha Shabbos, but Machshirei Mila are also Doicha Shabbos. So for example, if Loihevi Kelemi Erev Shabbos, if the Moyel forgot to bring the Izemel that he needs to do the Bris Mila on Erev Shabbos, Nevi'ei Du Shabbos, you bring it on Shabbos, you bring it on Shabbos, you bring a Megula, you show it to the whole world to show how Chaviv to you the Mitzvah of Mila is. Frey Toisvis, I don't understand. You have an issue. The issue is, you have to do Bris Mila. It's Shabbos, it's Bayeim HaShmini, Yimbo B'Sar HaLasa. You don't have an Izemel. So what should you do? Carry the Izemel. Says Tois, I have a better idea. Why are you carrying the Izemel? Wouldn't it make more sense to carry the baby to the Izemel? So the Izemel's in one address, and the baby's in another address. So what do you do on Shabbos? You take the Izemel and you bring it to the baby. The Izemel. You bring the Izemel. Frank tells you, why do you bring the Izemel? It would make more sense to bring the baby. You know why? Because the halach is hachai noises atzmoy. That if you carry a chai, even a baby, it's not considered that you're carrying it, but rather we look at it as if it's carrying itself. So if that's the case, if somebody carries a chai, guy, he's certainly not over Nisa de Raisa. Kubi, he's not even over Nisa de Rabbanon. So Frey Taisa Kasha, why does Rabbi Eliezer say that we're willing to violate Isurin for Machshirei Mila? So what should we do? Carry the Zemel to the baby. Wouldn't it make more sense to carry the baby to the Zemel? If you carry the Zemel to the baby, that's Hoitzah 101. If you carry the baby to the Zemel, then it's Chai Noises Atzmi. It's not real Hoitzah. If it's not real Hoitzah, wouldn't that make more sense? That's Toisvis Kasha, that's Kuflamin Amid Aleph. On Kuflamin Amid Beis, the top Toisvis, Tois asks another Kasha. He says, the Gemara said that there was a story where they once forgot to bring the Zemel. So what happened? They brought it derech gadlois v'derech chatzeros. And the Gemara says it was shaloi b'tzoin ha-chachamim, but it was also shaloi b'tzoin Rebbe Eliezer. It was shaloi b'tzoin Rebbe ha-chachamim, that's obvious. Because according to Chamin, I'll let it carry it. Even derech gadlois v'chatzeros. You can't even violate ha-tzom mid-rabbana for bris mila. But it was also shaloi b'tzoin Rebbe Eliezer. Why was it shaloi b'tzoin Rebbe Eliezer? Because Rebbe Eliezer holds you could have taken it derech chashis rabbin. So if you can take derech chashis rabbin, why would you take it derech gadlois and derech chatzeros? Frey Tosfos, kashul Rashba. Why would this be shaloi b'tzoin Rebbe Eliezer? Would Rebbe Eliezer agree that if you have to carry the Izemel, it's a chatchila to do it in a way where you don't have to fight? You're going to go out of your way to walk through the Rishus HaRabim? I understand. If there's a way to carry the Izemel, to do the Machshirei Mila without violating this Daraisa, it would seem obvious, intuitive, that that would be the right way to do it. So even Rebbe Eliezer would agree if you could have done it there, start jumping on people's roofs, whatever. But if it's okay, if that's a mahalach, then it would make sense. So why did the Gemara say it was Shalei B'Sani Rebbe Eliezer? Why? Because why didn't you go there Rishus HaRabim? No, Rebbe Eliezer would have. If you came to Rebbe Eliezer, asked him a shayla, we have to do with bris mila, it's scheduled today, and it's Shabbos, and we forgot to bring the zemel. What should you do? You would think Rebbe Eliezer would say, okay, listen, if you have to take a derech chashus rabim, you're going to take a derech chashus rabim. But if not, lechatchilo, why take a derech chashus rabim? Take a derech gagas v'chatzeres. Why be over nisa de raisa if you give you over nisa de rabbanon? And the truth is, Tosfos says this is a principle 101. Whenever it comes to the laws of dechia, whenever you have an asay doicha lois asay, so if it's efshel l'kayim shneim, if there's a way to be mekayim asay without violating the lois asay, of course that's what you're supposed to do. Avada. I say doicha lois asay is a last resort. If I have no etza, there's no workaround, so that's what you're supposed to do. But if you can be mekayim asay without violating the lois asay, of course that's the l'chatchila option. So frey Tosfos and Tosfos like sorachim, Tosfos doesn't have a kasha to this. Tosfos doesn't have a teretz to this kasha. Says Tosfos, I don't understand. Kajal l'rajba, why was it that it was shaloi b'tzayin Rebbe Eliezer when they went derech gagos, derech hatzeros? You would think even Rebbe Eliezer would agree that even though it's okay to take derech hushus rabim, but at the same time, the preferable way to do it would be not to take a derech chashus rabim, but to take a derech chashus rabim. The third kasha that all the rishonim ask is that how come there's no mention in our sugya that if the moel has to carry the zemel, he should carry it with a shinui? It doesn't say anything about carrying it with a shinui. Wouldn't you think that even though you're allowed to carry it, but carry it with a shinui? Now you're going to say mecha teisi. It's a mefurish gemara. We just had this 2 days ago. The gemara says on the bottom of daf kuf chav ches on the base, if there's a chayla sheyesh by sakana and you're being mechal shabbos for this chayla, so the gemara says you do whatever you have to do, but at the same time kama de'efshel shnuye mishanina. So for example, if the chayla needs oil, you put the oil in a keli in your head in your palm. The gemara the whole seder advarim of what the right pecking order is, how you're supposed to do it. But at the end of the day, hatzad hashav and the gemara was you don't just carry. Why well, call the kama de efshel shenuyim mishaninon? It's a lashon haGemara, 3 lines at the bottom. Shabbos kuf chav ches on the base. So how come there's no mention of this over? So again, 3 questions. The esh the kasha is that why did Rebbe Eliezer say bring the zemel to the baby? Bring the baby to the zemel. Chano says atzma. The tzveit the kasha is why was it shaloi b'tzoyin Rebbe Eliezer when they carried the zemel derech gagos v'chatzeros? You would think for sure you should carry it derech gagos v'chatzeros. That shaloi b'tzoyin Rebbe Eliezer. If you can violate a nisa deiraisa, take it derech shus rabim, or violate a nisa derabbanon, take it derech gagos v'chatzeros, it's efshel l'kayim shneim on the deiraisa level. So of course you should take it derech gagos v'chatzeros. And the drit the kasha is how come there's no mention in this sugya of kama de efshel l'shnuyei mishanina? So the Rishonim, the Ran says in the Furish, and it's very mashma this way in the Rajba, in the Ritva, and in the Ramban, say that it's muchach from these 3 kashas that Mila on Shabbos is fundamentally different than every other situation where you have one mitzvah being doicha another mitzvah. And that is Yishlachkar. Mila b'Shabbos, which of course we do, is that hutra or is that dechuya? What does that mean? Let's go backwards. Is it dechuya? Do we say that if a baby's born on Shabbos, and now the bris mila b'zman is going to be the following Shabbos, we go ahead and we do the bris mila, even though we know that by doing the bris mila, you're getting involved in Isurei Shabbos, you're getting involved in Chilul Shabbos, but at the same time, it says in the Torah, we learn out from drashos, u'bayoy mashmini afilu b'Shabbos, whatever the drash is, we'll see that in the coming dafin. So the halach is that Mila is going to be doicha Shabbos. So just like there's a concept of an asei doicha lois asei, there's a concept that Mila is doicha Shabbos. And even though, as we mentioned in the Hakdama, really Mila shouldn't be doicha Shabbos, because Mila, as important that it is, as it is at the end of the day, is an asei, and Shabbos is a lois asei sheyesh b'karis, but here you have a chiddush haTorah based on limudim that asei will be doicha lois asei. But the point is, Mila b'Shabbos is dechuya. The asei of Mila is doicha all the Yisurei Shabbos. Oyeh shloimar, could be differently. It's not dechuya, it's hutra. The reason you could do bris mila on Shabbos is because when the Torah said mechalaleh mois yumas, the Torah carved out. The Torah took one piece and said that as it relates to this scene, in this picture, in this house, b'bayis hazeh, there's no problem with mechalel ma'izumos. What does that mean? If there's going to be a bris mila, and the chil Shabbos is the mila bismana, then there's no Shabbos. The laws of Shabbos were never said. They were never said, klapi mila bismana. It's not the pshat that you're being mechal Shabbos, you're violating mechal ma'izumos. But l'umazeh, you also be mekayim. So they say, it's doicha, it's dechuya, quote unquote, the Isur Shabbos. No, the word is it's hutra. The word is that where it's mila, the chil Shabbos that you're doing, sinit chil Shabbos. Because in mechalaleh ma'izumos, there's an exception. There's a carve-out. It was never included in Mechalel Ma'isumas. The Torah said Mechalel Ma'isumas means you're not going to be Mechalel Shabbos if it's not Mila. Or if it's Mila, Mila is so important, it literally was carved out from Mechalel Ma'isumas. To the extent it's a situation where it's Bris Mila, there's no Chil Shabbos. So it's not the Pshat you were Mechalel Shabbos. Right, Tachlis. If somebody does a Bris Mila on Shabbos, the Moil was Mechalel Shabbos, but he had the right to be Mechalel Shabbos, or he wasn't Mechal Shabbos. If it's Tchuyah, he was Mechal Shabbos. He violated Mechal Olam Ezumas. But he had a right to do it. It's a mitzvah. Tavoy Olav Bracha. This is the right thing to do. You have to know. Sometimes the right thing is to be Mechal Shabbos, right? Is that what it was? Or no, he wasn't Mechal Shabbos. What do you mean? It says Mechal Olam Ezumas. Yeah, but it also says B'yayim HaShuvim B'Sar HaLosai. Which means that Mechal Olam Ezumas was never said as relates to Bris Mila. Zogin the Rishonim, that Rabbi Eliezer was of the opinion, and maybe the Chum as well, but for sure Rabbi Eliezer was of the opinion that Mila on Shabbos is not Dechuya. Mila on Shabbos is Hutra. If Mila on Shabbos is Hutra, you don't have to worry about Efshel Lekayim Shneem. What's the difference if I take it derech Rishos Rabbim, if I take it derech Rishos Hayochim, there's no Eruv HaChatzeres? I'm not being Mechal Shabbos. It's not Shabbos, it's Tuesday. What do you mean? It's Shabbos. Mechal Shabbos, not Mila. And if Rabbi Eliezer was Machshirei Mila, is also Derech Shabbos, then when it comes to Machshirei Mila, I'm not being Mechal Shabbos. Why do I have to do with a shinui? A shinui is only when you're being Mechal Shabbos. You have to be sensitive to Mechal Ma'isumas. So how are you sensitive to Mechal Ma'isumas? The way you're sensitive is by doing it with a shinui. But if I'm not being Mechal Shabbos, it's Hutra. What do I care if I'm taking the Ezemel to the baby to the Ezemel? What do you have to do? They prepared a whole bris. I forgot. I'm a batlin and I forgot the Ezemel. So I have to mess up a whole party. It's supposed to be Besimcha. It's Hutra. There's no issue over here. If it's Tchuya, if you're being over Mechala Ma'isumas, Narvas. We have the mitzvah Mila, which overrides it and says, it's fine, we'll pay the invoice of Mechala Ma'isumas because of Mila. So you have to be sensitive. There's an invoice, so you have to be sensitive to it. You have to do it. You start making all these cheshbonos after the Kaim Shneim. But if it's Hutra, you don't have to worry about it. Taisus didn't learn this way. Taisus applied Sarachi in here, he applied Sarachi in there. Why did Taisus not learn this way? Oh, because Taisus must have held that it's the Chuyah. So we have a fundamental machloikis, seemingly, between the Bali Taisus, the first Taisus in Shabbos, Kuflamin Amad Aleph, and the first Taisus in Shabbos, Kuflamin Amad Beis, versus the Ran and the other Rishonim, is Mila on Shabbos Hutra, or is Mila on Shabbos Tchuyah? So just to end with something very interesting, and that is, once upon a time, the Midig in Klal Yisrael was that at a Bris Mila, there wasn't just 1 mile, there were 2 miles. So, you have a lot of kibudim, that we know, but there wasn't just 1 mile, there were mechabit 2 miles. 1 mile would do the Mila, and the other mile would do the Priya. Mila and Priya together is what makes up Mila. The Mishnah says, "Ma v'loy parak ilu loy ma." So you have to do the Mila, which is removing the Arla, and then after you remove the Arla, there's a flap of skin that needs to be rolled back. That's known as Priya. So 1 mile, they were mechabed with the Mila, and the other mile, they were mechabed with the Priya. The Shulchan Aruch is the last Sif Katan in Hilchas Mila. So your Yoredeus in Reish Samach Vav Sif Katan Yudal discusses, what happens if you have a Mila on Shabbos? Could you have two miles, one do the Mila and the other one do the Priya, or maybe then you have to have only 1 mile. Says the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef, Yeshli Zar, Shlo Yamulu Shnei Mile and Mila Achas Peshabes, Sheze Yimo Veze Yifra, Ela Hamol Hu Atzma Yifra. The one that does the Mila, he himself has to be the one that's going to do the Priya. Why? So in Beis Yosef, he explains it beautifully. He says, because it's Mila on Shabbos. And Mila on Shabbos is very bidiyet. I mean, it's Teicha Shabbos. But you have to be sensitive to what's going on over here. So he says, if you're going to have one Mayel, that's going to do the Mila, but he himself's not going to do the Priya. So it comes out, King never was Mekayim the Mitzvah. Because Mal V'loy Para is Kilu Loy Mal. It's an unbelievable Chiddush. See, he says you can't just allow him to do the Mila. The one that does the Priya, he finished the job. He's the closer. He finished the Mitzvah. Oh, he finished the Mitzvah. So he has the Mitzvah. Him, you don't have to worry about. He was Mekayim Ubayim Hashmini Yimel B'Sar Lassay. But what about the person who did the Mila? He didn't do the Priya. So he did a Halba Maisa. So what would be if a Mayel would do a Bris Mila, but he wasn't Mekayim the Mitzvah? He left out that sits in Hamakvinas Amila. He's Chayiv Misa. If he did a B'shoigi, he has to bring a Chata Shmeina. It's a Mefurish Shugamar. We'll see later in the parak. It's a problem. So Zot, the B'shoigi is the same thing. Mol, V'loi Paras, Kidul, Loi Mol. So how can you allow someone to just do the Mila? You can't just allow him to do the Mila. So Memela, whoever does the Mila has to do the Priya. So even though there's a Minig, one person does the Mila, other person. But over here, no, you have to make sure that the one, mile on Shabbos, a Vachendig Abris, a Sunday morning bris, you could have 2 miles. But if it's a Shabbos bris, says the Shulchan Aruch, you have to make sure you're only going to have 1 mile. Says the Ramah, V'loy matzasi raya ledvarav. I never found a raya. I have no raya to this Beis Yosef. The Adarabba, says the Ramah, nearly the Shari, I think it's mutter. Says why? He says the Hamila b'Shabbos is k'may avoyde b'mikdash. Because Mila b'Shabbos to me is like avoyde in the Beis Hamikdash. So says the Rama, I'll tell you a davar noira. In the Beis Hamikdash they used to do avoyde. They used to do avoyde even on Shabbos. Now the truth is, it's a big chiddush that they did avoyde on Shabbos because some of the avoydes involve malachas. Shchita is one of the lametas malachas. Haktara is one of the lametas malachas. Even hefshet, just skinning the animal, is already a problem. It involves one of the lametas we've seen. It involves one of the lametas malachas. So it involved a lot of malachas. Stating that there was no one kain that did all the avoidas, but rather it was divvied up amongst the kehanim. There was the pious harisha and the pious hasheni. K'maseo b'chol kach maseo b'shabbos, says Rama. And they used to make these gerolos on Shabbos the same way they made it every other day of the week. So they used to divide it. It's a freak derma. I don't understand. According to the logic of the Beis Yosef, why is it okay to have one shoychet go and do the shchita and then not do the kabbalah l'loch and the zrika? If you don't do kabbalah l'loch and zrika, the shchita is nothing. So it comes out this was a shchita shalei b'makom mitzvah. So why is it okay to have one mile do the shchita and not finish the job? Elamai, the teretz is because at the end of the day I'm doing part of a mitzvah. So what difference does it make if I do the shchita? What difference does it make if I do the shchita or if somebody else does the shchita? At the end of the day, together we will mekayim the mitzvah. So being that together we will mekayim the mitzvah, shouldn't that in of itself be okay? This is the Ramah's kasha. Says the Vilna Gaon Beir Agra, that what did the Beis Yosef held? He held that it's chaluk b'yisoid avoida on Shabbos versus mila on Shabbos. So what's the difference? Avoida on Shabbos, says the Vilna Gaon, hutra. The laws of Shabbos were never said with regards to avoida on Shabbos. So if I'm doing avoida, I don't have to be mekayim the mitzvah. Because as long as it's avoida, as long as what I'm doing is defined as avoida, if I do the shchit, I don't have to finish the job. What have to finish the job for? There's no mechalaleh meisyumos if I'm doing avoida in the Beis Hamikdash. Shchit and avoida in the Beis Hamikdash, avadir is. So even if I don't finish it, even if I didn't do the mitzvah, who cares? It's hutra. Mila b'Shabbos, the Beis Yosef held, said the Vilna Goyen is not hutra, but Mila b'Shabbos Beis Yosef held is dechuya. So if it's dechuya, that means when you do bris mila on Shabbos, you violated mechal la meisumas. Norvos kenegedal umazdei. You have a mitzvah. Which mitzvah? You have the mitzvah of Shabbos. So the mitzvah of Shabbos overrides. The mitzvah of Shabbos is doicha. The mitzvah of Shabbos is doicha the issa Shabbos. If that's the case, it can only be doicha if I do the mitzvah. I need more because it's dechuya. I need the actual mitzvah. If it's not the mitzvah, then there's not going to be any dechuya. As I talked to Vilna Gaon, I found that the Chasam Sofer in a tshuva, it's a chelik vav, it's simin tzadik test, shocking, says the same thing. He says the same exact teretz. Same exact terrace to Ramaz Kasha. What's going on over here? Is it hutra? Is it chuyo? If Mila is hutra, like we saw from the Ran and all the Rishonim to answer all the three big kashas in the Gemara. So if it's hutra, then you're right. Then there's no reason I shouldn't be able to do the Mila without doing the Priya. At the end of the day, if I'm doing a Maisa Mila, Shabbos Klapi Mila is hutra. So what's the problem? If it's dechuyo, oh, so if it's dechuyo, now it's a higher standard. Now I actually need a cheftza of a mitzvah. It's not enough that what I'm doing is Mila. I need mitzvahs Mila. It's very different. So if I need mitzvahs mila, so over there it could be for one person to do the mila without doing the priya, it could be that in and of itself will not be okay. Just to end, there's a tshuva from the Noida B'Yehuda. This tshuva is in Eir Chaim, it's Dura Tinyana, it's Simin Chav Beis. And the Shoyal asked the Noida B'Yehuda, can I have 2 miles at my son's bris? This was the question. It was a real life question. So apparently this minig still took place in the times of Noida B'Yehuda. Chassam Sofer also has a tshuva on this. It took place in the times of the Chassam Sofer. Not sure when it ended. But this was the question that was asked him. So he writes to him like this. He says, the truth is, it's a Mefurish, a Mechaber, and a Ramah. The Ramah is Mekel. Even though if you look at the end of the Ramah, he says, Toiv Lahachmer. But the Noida B'Yehuda says he just meant it for whatever reason. But he says something very interesting. He says, Avol La'atz, he says like this, I myself was a mile. This is what Yehuda said, but I only do Mila, I don't do Priya. Interesting. So the Noida B'Yehuda was a mile. He says, I do Mila and I don't do Priya. And because I don't do the Priya, I don't do Mila on Shabbos. But he says, but this is a chumra for myself. But as it relates to Klal Yisrael, the minig is, they have 2 milim, and they have 2 milim even on Shabbos. And if that's the minig, so this is the way that it has to remain. This is what the Noida B'Yehuda wrote back. And then he says, I have a raya. And we'll end with this. His raya is, the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Shita is, Machshir and Mila's Doicha Shabbos. So he says, if that's the case, that you have to have 1 mile, so it would come out, in Rabbi Eliezer's world, the 1 mile has to do all the Machshir and Mila also, right? So you would think the mile has to be the one that's going to carry the Zemel. What happens if they don't have wood? He's going to have to hack the wood, right? That's what should come out. Because if the Beis Yosef is right, that I can't do the Mila and you do the Priya, so in the Machshirim it should be the same thing. In Rabbi Eliezer's world, I can't do the Machshirim and you do the Mila. So whoever the mile is going to do the Priya, he's going to have to do the Mila, he's going to have to do everything, he's going to have to do all the Machshirim as well. Says in the Yehuda, number one, it's a Chiddush. But number two, let's go back to the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Emloi Hevi Keli Mi'erev Shabbos, Mivioi B'Shabbos. If you forgot to bring the Keli, bring the Keli. It's not so heavy. V'oidam Rabbi Eliezer, Kursim Lashon Rabbim, Eitzim Lassis Pchavim. Who's the Rabbim? Who's the Rabbim? He says, and why here is it a Lashon Rabbim, there it's a Lashon Yachid? The Teretz is because when you have to start hacking wood, you need a team. You need Chevra. So what happened was, the Mayel didn't have to do this all by himself. He had people help. How is he allowed to have people helping him? If I can't even do the Mila without the Priya, how could you start hacking wood? Why are you hacking wood? Because it's a Pris. Do you know the guy? Is he your cousin or is he your nephew? Who is he? He said, nah, I'm helping the Mayel. I'm neighbors with the Mayel. It's like, you're lighting a fire on Shabbos. It's before you can do it. So what? Talk to Noida B'Yehuda. If it's okay for them to be cursed and made some. He said the raya is from the Mishnah, the first Mishnah of Perek Rabbi Eliezer Davila. That's where I think you have a raya to Ramah, not like the Bishnah.